This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Several dozen Ukrainian troops will come to the United States for training on the Patriot missile defense system. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Start as soon as next week at Oklahoma's Fort Sill.
The training will prepare approximately 90 to 100 Ukrainian soldiers.
Brigadier General Pat Ryder says it's a complex system, but the usual months-long training will be shortened in order to get the Ukrainians back home and back into the fight.
The longer those troops are off the line, they're not actually engaged in combat.
Ukraine's been desperate for the Patriot system to help protect against Russian missile strikes. The U.S. and Germany have each pledged to send a Patriot battery. Sagar Magani, Washington.
South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol says the spike in North Korean missile tests, growing nuclear ambitions, and other provocative acts pose a serious threat that could spark a wider conflict. Speaking with the Associated Press at the presidential office in Seoul, Yoon reiterated his call for closer security cooperation with the U.S. and Japan to ensure they have an overwhelming ability to counter the, quote, dangerous situation, end quote, being created by North Korea. Taiwan's military conducted two-day joint force drills starting Wednesday to show its defense capabilities to counter China's threats ahead of Lunar New Year holidays. Mirage fighter jets showcased emergency takeoff capabilities in the drill amid growing tension from China's People's Liberation Army. Meanwhile, Army tanks, rocket trucks, and assault helicopters fired at mock intruders during a drill simulating an invasion via the port city of Kaohsiung. The United States accused Russia military contractors backed by the Kremlin on Tuesday of interfering in the internal affairs of African countries. This is VOA News. An attacker wounded six people in an unprovoked blade attack in Paris's busy Gare du Nord train station Wednesday morning before being shot and wounded by police, France's interior minister said. The interior minister said the suspect attacked several people, including a police officer, with a blade weapon during the morning rush hour. Authorities said the weapon was likely a homemade one. And they said the assailant was currently between life and death in the hospital after being shot in the chest, this according to French media. U.S. President Joe Biden, Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador, and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau are seeking to downplay their frustrations with one another on migration and trade as they meet for the North American Leaders Summit. VOA's Anita Powell reports.
Leaders also reiterated their commitment to safe, orderly, and humane migration through the expansion of legal migration pathways, a range of collaborative measures, and better communication, both among one another and with the public. They also agreed that illegal trafficking in arms, drugs, and people is a shared threat and committed to work together on the challenge. But as the leaders highlighted, this is a continent with great potential and great challenges. Will this summit move the needle? Time will tell. Anita Powell, VOA News, Mexico City.
U.S. President Joe Biden says he was surprised when he was informed that government records were found by his attorneys at a former office space in Washington. The top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee has requested that the U.S. intelligence community conduct a damage assessment of potentially classified documents found among the papers. Speaking to reporters in Mexico City, Mr. Biden says his attorney did what they should have done when they immediately called the National Archives about the discovery. Internal documents obtained by the Associated Press show the World Health Organization knew of past sexual misconduct charges against a doctor who was accused of harassing a woman in the fall. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
A detailed complaint against the doctor was previously shared with senior WHO directors and others, but it's unclear if any investigation was ever conducted. When a woman alleged the same doctor sexually assaulted her at a Berlin conference in October, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said he was horrified. He said at the time that the agency has zero tolerance for such misconduct. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
British lawmaker Andrew Bridgen has been removed from the Parliamentary Conservative Party over comments made on Twitter relating to COVID-19 vaccines, the party said on Wednesday. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts.